Thank you to Swanson Health for sponsoring this week's podcast. Swanson Health is the only company to offer a full spectrum of wellness products for mind, body, and home. For quality vitamins and supplements to cruelty-free beauty items to eco-friendly home products, Swanson Health is here to keep you healthy. Swanson Health carries over 20,000 wellness products at a great value. Pick up your favorite healthcare products today, plus discover new ones for your wellness routine, all while leaving money in your pocket. If you want to try any of Swanson Health's great products for yourself, use code THRIVE20 for 20% off at swanson.com. This week, I want to start talking about self-worth. I think this is extremely important because we can talk about self-esteem, we can talk about self-confidence and all those types of things, but if the self-worth piece isn't there for you, then you're not going to have self-confidence or you're not going to have self-esteem. You might have it, but it's going to be fake. It's going to be an act. It's going to be something that you want to portray to the world, but really inside you don't truly feel it. So think of someone who's narcissistic. That's someone who 100% has a lot of confidence in themselves, but the underlying issue in terms of why they actually have this mental illness is because of that low sense of self-worth that they have within themselves. So I want to give you some signs so you can know whether or not you do have a low sense of self-worth, because I feel like oftentimes when we think of self-esteem, self-worth, things like that, people often will say, yes, of course I have good confidence. Of course I love myself. Of course I have self-worth and, you know, I think highly of myself or whatever. But when you start to kind of like live your life, you realize you actually don't. And I think a lot of times we don't know what does it mean to not have a high level of self-worth? Because again, self-worth is at the top. You need to have that first, then the self-confidence, then the self-esteem, then, you know, the self-respect comes, all of those things come underneath it. But the self-worth piece is actually the foundation of you being a healthy person. So I want to give you some signs that way you can know, does my self-worth need some work, right? So these are kind of the signs if you do have a low sense of self-worth. So one of the first things is you struggle to accept compliments. And I think for me, I definitely did this for a while. I feel like whenever someone would give me a compliment, I would give an excuse. So if someone was like, oh, you know, your hair looks nice today, I'd be like, oh, well, it's dirty. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't feel comfortable just allowing someone to give me a compliment and me saying thank you. And I remember one time, I don't remember who it was, but they said, can you just say thank you when I give you a compliment? And I was like, oh my God, she's right. And it felt so uncomfortable to do that. That's a sense of not having a lot of self-worth. The next thing is you really struggle with self-doubt. So you oftentimes, you know, doubt your abilities to do something or handle something. And I really see this really often. And I think a lot of the self-doubt that we tend to have sometimes is just habitual thinking. Because I know for me, when I'm talking to my clients and I hear the self-doubt, I hear the fear, I kind of bring all of that to the forefront. Like, let's look at that. Let's shine some light on it for a second. And the minute we shine light on it, any client I've ever talked to realizes, wow, I actually don't really doubt myself, I guess. It's just kind of like the way we've been programmed to feel and handle things and look at things and think about things. So remember, self-worth is the ability to believe you are worthy, to believe that you can handle things, to believe that regardless of what happens, you'll be okay. Like that ability to have those thoughts where you truly believe them, that is self-worth, right? That is, I'm taking care of myself. Because remember, the self-esteem that you have, which is the confidence, which is feeling good about yourself, which is knowing, okay, I can do this. And like that confidence level, that self-esteem that you have within inside of yourself, that will allow you to, when you have the doubt, the self-worth allows the doubt, allows you to push the doubt aside, but the self-esteem allows you to actually start taking some action. So you start to see like the layers of this. And I feel like sometimes we tend to like use all these words interchangeably and we don't really understand what is self-worth, what is self-esteem, what is self-confidence, things like that. So someone that struggles with boundaries is 1,000% someone that has low self-worth because, you know, you fear that confrontation. Because remember, you won't be able to verbally confront someone. You won't have the confidence to be able to stand in your own truth if you don't have the self-worth piece, right? Because if the self-worth isn't there, then the confidence and the self-esteem and all those other things that you need in order to really handle these boundaries, they're not going to be there either. A lot of the times too, people that struggle with boundaries, they struggle because of those kind of thoughts of, what will this person think? Will they think I'm asking for too much? Will they think I'm, you know, a nag? Will they be upset with me because I said no? And so all of that caring what people think, that means that you don't really value yourself, right? You don't feel worthy to say, hey, I deserve good relationships in my life. I deserve people in my life that respect my values and respect my beliefs. And if they don't, I don't often know how to handle it. So I kind of just let people do whatever they want and walk all over me and say whatever they want. Someone who struggles with codependency, someone who struggles with putting other people's needs ahead of their own, is a person that has a low self-worth. Because again, your worthiness is really how you view yourself. You know, how worthy do you feel to have not only good relationships in your life, but to completely take care of yourself in every aspect and what that actually means. So to always put someone else before yourself, that means that you're not taking care of yourself because on some level you don't feel worthy to take care of yourself. I think, and this one I definitely have been hearing a lot lately, is kind of like the struggle to believe that someone could actually love you. You know, it's like logically we know, yeah, someone could love me, but when you really struggle, and a lot of that has to do with abandonment, when you've had a lot of abandonment in your life and the fear of you being completely authentic and someone seeing you for who you are, that fear of someone seeing me and running, again, self-worth, right? Because if I have a good level of self-worth, then I'm gonna know I'm a good person. I'm gonna know that I'm worthy of love. I'm gonna know that regardless if I'm perfect or not, which that doesn't exist, that I deserve someone in my life that sees the real me and actually loves that part of myself, right? Like loves the flaws and all, and doesn't look at it as too much to handle.
Today's sponsor is Hero Cosmetics. They sent us over the Mighty Patch, which is a hydrocolloid acne patch. I actually had a huge monster pimple last night, so I stuck on a Mighty Patch original overnight, and in the morning, the pimple was totally flat. So that is very cool. If you want to try the Mighty Patch for yourself, you can use code HEAL15 for 15% off at herocosmetics.com.
I think oftentimes people that tend to struggle with depression 100% also struggle with low self-worth. So because a lot of the times, and the thing with depression too is, and look, I'm not a clinical psychologist, so I'm not going to say this as like a black and white thing, because to me depression is gray, and there's levels of it, right? There's some that are very severe and there are some where I tend to feel it periodically, but it's not something that debilitates my life. So when I say this, take it with a grain of salt in terms that it's gray. This area of depression is gray. But a lot of times, you know, one of the things that I was focused on in my coaching is having the conversations we have in our minds. So your ability to have a conversation, your ability to recognize negative self-talk and attach to it, your ability to, okay, see the negative self-talk or the stories that we've told ourselves time and time again, which is honestly just part of how you were programmed, and understanding that and be able to detach from the story so you can see the story to decide whether or not you believe the story. Is the story true? And do I want to go there? Like, so what's the goal? If the goal is I want to feel good, if the goal is I want to have this job, if the goal is I want to make this money, if the goal is I want to meet this person, if that's the goal, is this thought helping me to get to that goal? Because the fact of the matter is your thoughts are going to add up, and they're either going to cause you to take action, good action, positive action towards reaching that goal of whatever it is. Maybe it's, I just want to feel good today. That's still a goal. Your thoughts are gonna pile up, and it's gonna either help you to get to that goal of what you're trying to achieve, or to be frank, it's just gonna keep you stuck. Your thoughts do one of two things, that's it. So understanding that and being very diligent on where do I wanna go with this, right? Being able to like be mindful and like catch things as they start happening, this negative story that's playing in my mind. If you're so used to being on autopilot, then your stories are just going to go and go and go. They're going to take over and they're going to take you down a rabbit hole. And you're not going to even know that they're pulling you down until you're down and you're struggling to pick yourself back up. So this whole process of self-development, why I make these videos, why I do coaching, is really understanding how to monitor the thoughts, how to have positive and healthy self-talk, because that determines everything. Why am I going there with this? Because the depression of having low self-worth, for whatever the reasons are, you know, usually it's one of two reasons. Usually we have low self-worth because of childhood, because of how we were raised, because of programming, because of wounds. And a lot of what coaching does, especially my coaching, is about rebuilding, right? This isn't therapy where we just kind of sit on the couch and talk about mom and dad all day. This is where we kind of figure out, like, okay, I get it. I get why I am the way I am. I get that these are the things that I really want to heal and work on. I get that I'm depressed. I get that I have low self-worth. And now what do I do? So that ability to start taking action towards building your self-worth up, anyone can do that stuff. Like, anyone can do that stuff. It's just a matter of doing the work. The other thing, and I think this is really, really big in terms of having low self-worth, and it breaks my heart, is not knowing what you need. You know, not knowing what you need, not knowing how you feel, not knowing what's best for you, not being able to put yourself first. Like, that ability to really be connected with yourself, to take care of yourself on all of those levels, I mean, that's not only just self-worth. I mean, that's just straight up loving you. I'm literally getting goosebumps. Like, as I say this, I'm literally getting goosebumps, because that is self-love. Like, that is your ability to love yourself. And it's, you know, I feel like self-love and love yourself, it's like one of those like words right now that it's just being thrown everywhere. But to really, goosebumps are still here, to really understand what that means is to understand you can have such a good life. You can be such in a good space. It doesn't mean bad stuff's not going to happen to you. It doesn't mean that it's not going to rain on your parade one day, or someone's not going to pass away, or you might get laid off from a job. That's life. But it just means that when these things happen, that you know how to handle them. You know how to take care of yourself. You know how to love yourself. And that self-worth piece, like I said, is at the forefront of all of that. I feel like people that sometimes tend to kind of be the victim. And, you know, it's one thing to acknowledge when something's going on and acknowledge how you feel. 100%, that's important. I always say, I think validation is one of the first things towards parenting yourself, towards loving yourself, is your ability to say, you know what, you have every right to feel that way. I understand why you feel that way. Just like you would do for a best friend that was sitting across from you at the dinner table and telling you what it is that they're going through right now and all the struggles that they're having. But at some point, just like you talking to your friend, you're not going to let your friend sit in that space of being a victim. You're going to remind them of who they are. You're going to pick them up. You're going to say all the things to make them feel better, to make them feel hopeful. So being a victim for too long, right, is really where you don't feel the worthiness, the empowerment to handle business, to handle this situation that you're in. It doesn't mean that from time to time you're not going to need someone to help you because you're down. 100%. That's why we have friendships. That's why we have relationships. That's, you can't handle the world all by yourself. You need resources. This video is a resource, right, where you feel connected to me and you're listening to me, and hopefully at the end of it you feel better. So that ability to not sit in a victimhood is someone who has a high level of self-worth, right? Is that at the end of the day, they might sit in a space for a second, but at some point they're going to say, I got to get up now. A lot of times too, the anxieties that we feel, the social phobias that we have, you know, or just like the uncomfortableness that we tend to feel from time to time in our bodies, or not even time to time, if you feel them consistently, again, self-worth. I mean, I know I sound repetitive, but it is at the forefront. It has to be there in order for you to be able to have a conversation with yourself to ease the anxiety. Because again, all anxiety is I actually felt stress. Then that stress went into fear. Then that fear went into anxiety. Then that anxiety went into panic. Then the panic went into probably a breakdown. You know what I mean? Like, so if you have one thing consistently, it's going to go into the next thing. And then it's going to go into the next thing. So when you can catch things as they happen, then it doesn't lead to anxiety. But the only way you can catch it is to have that level of self-worth that you know, all right, look, this is my job to take care of myself. I can handle this. I am self-loving. I deserve to be happy. So let's figure out what's going on that's constantly keeping me not feeling the way I want to feel. You know, and when we touched on boundaries, you know, when people mistreat you, when people walk all over you, when you fear confrontation, when you don't, you know, when you struggle to kind of speak up for yourself, all of those things have to do, again, with your self-worth. Because if you're worthy, then you're going to be able to talk to other people. You're going to be able to set boundaries. You're going to be able to say, hey, I don't like the way I'm treated. You're going to have very high standards for people in your life. And you're going to be able to teach people how you want to be treated.